Hello, folks. This is Carl Valeri with the Stuck Mike Avcast, and today I'm here at Plant City Municipal Airport in beautiful Plant City, Florida. It's a gorgeous day, and I'm speaking with the folks at Cirrus Aircraft. They're going to be here for about 3 days doing demonstration flights. As a matter of fact, we hear one going by right now. Speaking with me today is Jonathan Sweetman from Cirrus Aircraft. Hey, Jonathan.
Good morning.
So today I see you have a few aircraft out here, and what is it you're doing today?
Well, as you mentioned, we're running demos here, and we have one of each of our current models. We have the SR-20, which is the 200-horsepower aeroplane. We have the SR-22, which is the 310, and the SR-22T, which is that same aircraft turbocharged.
Okay, and you're giving rides all day to people that are interested?
Indeed. We've asked people to call us and sign up and come on out and make an appointment with us. And we'll take them for a quick once around the patch in the airplane and give them just a brief overview of what these aircraft are capable of.
Well, as some of our listeners know, you know, I've become a big fan of Cirrus recently. I was able to take a test flight, a demo flight in Tampa, as a matter of fact. And I have that video on Expert Aviator. The SR-22, one of the things that is different than most aircraft, and I spoke about this, is the safety features that are involved. Two of them that I was impressed with, and maybe you could speak to some more, are number one, the ballistic parachute. Number two, the autopilot auto-leveling feature. Other than those, or if there's any advances in those you can tell us about, but other than those, are there any other safety features you could tell me about?
Well, indeed. The parachute is what we're most famous for. It's become the core of our brand. But the whole design of the aircraft is that becomes very much the last resort. There are so many safety features built in that hopefully don't allow you to get to a position where you may need to use the parachute. So, for example, the cuffed wing is a very spin-resistant design on the wing. It's very, very difficult to get the airplane into a spin. The autopilot, as you mentioned, not only has the blue level button, which in the event of spatial disorientation allows you a single button press to right the aircraft, wings level, and hold an altitude, but before you even get to that stage, the electronic stability and protection, ESP, by Garmin, which is on the autopilot also, is an envelope protection mechanism that should you exceed certain parameters in roll and pitch, 45 degrees of roll either left or right, the autopilot will give you a tactile pushback through the stick and will actually suggest to you through applying some pressure back towards you that you may be at a little bit too steep of an angle. This is designed specifically to try to go after the low altitude stall spin accident, which unfortunately don't often have good outcomes. So if we can prevent people from allowing themselves to get low and slow close to the ground, then hopefully we can nibble away at that particular issue.
Yeah, that is a great safety feature. Sounds somewhat like some of the airlines that I fly and some of the jets that I fly there. They have the same type of features, and that's terrific to see that actually built into this type of an airplane. And this is just for personal transportation. As a matter of fact, that was the way I built it on my website, was this is a great personal transportation aircraft. But how about the people that are looking at the costs? Let's talk a little bit about costs and get a little bit away from safety, unless you have any other things to put there. I have some folks on one end looking to upgrade to larger planes, for instance, turbine single-engine aircraft. Why would they go with, say, a Cirrus as opposed to a turbine? How much do you know some of the differences cost-wise?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, let's compare the top of the line aircraft for us, which is the SR-22T. In the past 2 years, we've changed that from what used to be a turbo normalized system to a turbocharged system. That has reduced noise in the aircraft, reduced the noise footprint, and reduced the vibration, and a number of other distinct advantages of that new turbocharging as opposed to the previous turbo normalizing. I've got a customer in my local airport who flies the TN, the turbo normalized technology, and he had an opportunity to demo in a T, the new technology, and he said that it felt like a gas turbine to him. One of the issues with a gas turbine is, to all intents and purposes in general aviation aircraft, there's really only one manufacturer, and they do a fantastic job of producing that particular engine on everything from the Meridian all the way up through King Airs and on up past that. But that's a very, very, very expensive engine. And so with the Continental IO-550 that we have in the 22T, we're able to offer a far lower acquisition price and a far lower operating price. Now, we're not suggesting that a piston aircraft competes with a turbine aircraft when it comes to climb performance and speed and so on, of course, but the price delta to get into that league for a turbine aircraft is substantial. And one only need look at comparable airframes that are offered in both piston and turbine to see what the delta is to step up to the turbine. So turbine's great, it's wonderful, powerful, amazing power-to-weight ratio, but there's a serious premium to get into that league.
Yes, understand that it's one of the concerns, I'm sure, with most folks is actually, especially the operating costs, if the acquisition cost isn't quite the issue there, is that turbines are much higher to maintain. Let's go down to the other side now. Let's go from the SR-22 down to somebody flying a single-engine Piper, a single-engine Cessna. Now, why would someone like that want to upgrade? And I know that a lot of our listeners have heard me talk about the fact that it goes much faster than my 182, and on a miles per gallon basis, it actually exceeds my 182. What other aircraft can we compare this to, and how can people somehow maybe defray their costs?
Yeah, certainly. Comparable aircraft, the 182 got mentioned. Of course, that's an aircraft that's been in production for a very long time. There's many of them out there. And the current offering from Cessna is a good airplane. But we believe that when you put the SR-20 up against it, for reasons such as those that you mentioned, for example, being more aerodynamically efficient, it'll go faster and it'll burn less gas. And so the overall trip time and the money you spent to make that trip is better. We offer air conditioning out of the factory. Here we are down in Florida today. I'm based in Atlanta, so air conditioning is a big issue for us. We offer air conditioning out of the factory at a substantially less investment to get air conditioning on the aircraft, and it's not an aftermarket STC. The Garmin installation that we put into all our aircraft is custom designed around the aircraft. Instead of simply taking a flat sheet of metal and not punching round holes in it to put round dials in, instead we're putting the square square panels in. The perspective system in a Cirrus is custom built from the ground up around that cockpit. You add things like the keyboard for entering flight plans, the electronic stability and protection, the level button, the space, the comfort, the visibility. Of course, we're looking at high wing versus low wing, but if you've not sat in a low wing airplane where you're not looking at wing struts and you don't get that classic turn from base to final, which obstructs the view of the airport, you'll be astonished how much better the visibility is. So we've got an economic argument because we'll get there faster and burn less gas, a comfort argument with air conditioning, and the ergonomics are just night and day. It's designed around that cockpit and specifically designed to work together.
Well, I can attest to that. I mean, it just looks cool. I mean, besides being ergonomical, it really does look cool. I could see myself sitting in this. As a matter of fact, I was able to get a demo from the back seat. I was incredibly impressed with the back seat of this. I didn't even have my sunglasses on. The tinted windows were terrific. I took some great shots. I actually could take pictures out of the back seat of this and not have the wing in the way. As far as now, let's go towards some of the operating costs. One of the concerns I hear is possibly insurance getting checked out. People have problems with, the nose wheel, or they don't land it properly. What type of training do they need? And also, what issues will they have with insurance?
Yeah, certainly. For a qualified pilot, insurance is absolutely on par with any of the other airframes that you may choose to purchase. And it's looked at as a percentage of the whole value, assuming that you're a qualified pilot. One of the things that we advocate very strongly within Cirrus is that when you buy an aircraft from us new, you're invited to the factory to take delivery, at which point you will go through a formal factory transition training process. Similarly, if you purchase one on the aftermarket and you want to transition into the aircraft in the field, then both we, the manufacturer, and most of the insurance companies very, very strongly recommend that you use one of our factory-trained field instructors. We call them CSIPs, Cirrus Standardized Instructor Pilots. And the idea being that we will then have consistency of the quality of the training as it rolls all the way down from the factory and into the field. And our flight standards department at the factory works very hard to maintain that quality and make sure that it doesn't get watered down as it goes from step to step to step out into the field. And that's a big delineator. The systems on board all the aircraft, and whether it's the 20, the 22, or the 22T, the avionics and autopilot systems are available all the same between all three aircraft. And if you are going to use the aircraft for that which it's capable, serious cross-country, get from A to B flying, comfort and efficiency, then the time is going to come very quickly when being instrument rated is going to make a big difference for you. So we do suggest an instrument rating. It's not mandatory, of course, but you're going to get a lot more utility out of the aircraft if you are capable of using it in inclement weather. And with that comes a level of responsibility about understanding the systems and understanding how it all works. Enormous capability in that cockpit, but good training is important to make sure that that you're able to get the most out of that capability.
Amen to that. Now, how will people be able to find, say, a place to look at the airplane, demo the flight, and also maybe find an instructor?
Yeah, absolutely. The answer to questions 2 and 3 is the same. CirrusAircraft.com. There is a section on there called the locator, and through that you can find your regional sales director. There are 15 of us throughout the United States, plus a whole network of international dealers. And you simply put in your zip code or your state, and it'll bring up your nearest regional sales director. I happen to cover Georgia, Alabama, and Mississippi. Similarly, for a CSIP, if you're looking for a CSIP, you just check that box on the locator on our website. If you're going to be down here in Plant City Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday of this week, then we're out here on the ramp. We have 6 aircraft on display. Some are flying demos, and some are for static display. And I recommend that you give us a call, find one of our phone numbers off the website, and give us a call just to make sure we can schedule you in. We've had a very, very strong response to this demo that we're doing here these 3 days. And so slots are filling up fast. But give us a call, and we'll find the time to go fly with you.
Yeah, I'd highly recommend it. I love Plant City Airport. It's a neat little place to come into. There's plenty of places around to go to eat and enjoy yourself. The Cirrus aircraft, I tell you, this is one really cool-looking airplane. And for those folks that are looking at the aircraft, if you open up the actual brochure, you'll see that they have every model, the SR-20, the 22, and the 22T. The other cool thing about this is the fact that this is the brochure is actually from my hometown. It's in St. Pete, and their fold-out is actually, as everybody has seen on my website, the bridge, the Skyway Bridge that I love to take pictures of and fly over. Now, let's talk a little bit about something different. I know you're demoing the piston aircraft. How about the Vision? What's going on with that aircraft?
Certainly. Very exciting. As most people know, we have a flying aircraft up at the factory. It used to spend a little bit more time on the road doing marketing and events such as this, but since the entire engineering side of the equation has ramped up, it spends a lot more time doing test flying now. During the past couple of years, it's been doing specific tests, particularly things like icing and so on and so forth. The program is in full swing. We have a very healthy order book for the aircraft, and the aircraft is moving ahead. What's particularly appealing about it is the majority of the position holders that have put down a deposit for one of our SF-50 Vision jets are currently flying the SR-22T. And the whole design principle behind the jet, not only, of course, will it go higher and faster in pressurized comfort and have a gas turbine in it, but the whole design principle is that the transition from the SR-22T to the SF-50 will be as simple as possible. Now, naturally, you'll need a type rating as required by the FAA, but the avionics platform will be very, very similar, and most importantly, the handling characteristics. Speeds on final, speeds in the approach, in the pattern will be exactly the same very, very, very close between the 22T and the SF-50. So that all that muscle memory and sight picture that you've built up in our piston aircraft will transfer extremely well into our jet, and of course it will still retain the parachute system.
Wow, this is a terrific aircraft. It really is a game changer in the general aviation business. And as most folks know, I just sold my 182, and I'm thinking there might be a Cirrus in my future here, so I do know who I can talk to. Is there anything else you want to tell us, Jonathan?
Well, certainly. Based here in Tampa for you, Charlie Hood, my colleague here out of Orlando, that's probably who you did your demo with. He is the gentleman to help you with that. And whether you're looking for, from a price standpoint, a comparable price to your 182, then the SR-20 will do that very well. In fact, line item for line item, it's less expensive than a new 182 with more features included. If you're looking to step up, carry a little more load, go a little faster, perhaps have flight into known ice capabilities, then the SR-22 would be where you'd want to be focusing your attention. And all of our aircraft are built to order. We don't simply build them and inventory them and then offer you what we happen to have in inventory. They're all built exactly to your specs. So if you spend your whole time down here in Florida, perhaps known icing protection is not important to you. If you travel up north during the winter, then no icing becomes a game changer for you. I'm sure air conditioning would be a requirement for you, and I cannot recommend that highly enough. It's wonderfully, wonderfully comfortable inside with the air conditioning. And, of course, the Garmin avionics panel with the option of the 12-inch screens, the GFC 700 autopilot, it really is a game changer, and it makes the flying so much more pleasurable. Because so much more of your attention is available to you to what's going on in the outside world instead of trying to work all these disparate systems. The integration is just unmatched.
Well, gosh, Jonathan, I really appreciate your taking time to talk to us today. And for our listeners that want to actually see some videos on Cirrus, they can go again to the website, cirrusaircraft.com. There's some great photographs out there. And also, as most of our listeners know, one of our co-hosts is a big fan of the Cirrus SR20. He has some amazing video out there on the internet. Rick Felty has some terrific stuff out there on YouTube, so I'd really suggest you take a look at that. Jonathan, thanks again for talking to us at the Stuck Mike Avcast.
My pleasure. Thank you very much.